Yo, Harv, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, boys. Huddle up.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Meow.
Feline and the canine like the Yankees and the Sox. Sometimes we get along and bro, sometimes we do not. But you got the H-U-D-D-L-E rock in your dial, and I guarantee you're gonna hear something that makes you smile. Topics covered in politics to sports. Athletes in the Hall of Fame are fighting in courts. Regional and national, local and rec. We heard the line is EPL by force, so place your bets. Harvey calls the option, Cat takes the pitch. Drew throws a block and we're in for six. It's obvious you cannot stop the dangerous three, and it doesn't matter if it's Travis, Vlad, and Corby or me. Don signed the license with the FCC. Johnny makes sure the PCs are bug-free. No liquids in the studio, I'll take a chai tea. Don't make me go LeBron, I'm the MVP. Huddle up, Fox Sports is now bumping on your FM. 105.7 is the station, my friend. People call us varsity, so we will sink or swim. Monday, Wednesdays, 3 to 6 p.m. We are Fox Sports is now bumping on your FM. 105.7 is the station, my friend. People call us varsity, so we will sink or swim. Monday, Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. Kind of like what we got going on here, Harv.
Oh, yeah. Throw it to number 14.
He's the new guy. Wildcat? There was some rumors started talking about some EPOs. Possibly were used during one of our shows. We emphatically deny that is not how the huddle rolls. Even though it is possible, we set very low goals. You can call the studio and tell us your opinion. If your stuff is factual, we'll call you back again. But if your words are hearsay and valid and lacking proof, you may end up the focal point of a pirate's booth. We can share our knowledge from the diamond to the pitch, to the court, to the field. There is nothing we can't hit. We talk to all professionals who have something to say. And if we disagree, we just go to the replay. No visual evidence won't change our decision. So we attack your point with messy like precision. It is obvious your thoughts are all twisted up. And when the final whistle blows, the huddle lifts up the cup. Huddle up. Fox Sports is now bumping on the FM. 105.7 is the station, my friend. People call us varsity, so we will sink or swim. Monday, Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. We are Fox Sports is now bumping on the FM. 105.7 is the station, my friend. People call us varsity, so we will sink or swim. Monday, Wednesday, 3 to 6 p.m. We are.
Heck yeah.
Hey, Harv, take this one to the studio, son.
You got it.
Let's get the show started.
It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow, right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV, Sports on FM at 105.7.
Welcome to the program. It's our special Winter Carnival edition of Harvey's Huddle. Of course, we got that little Super Bowl around the corner, but we're going to focus mostly on Winter Carnival and Winter Carnival Pass, as we're going to have a collection of incredible guests through this show and on the Wednesday show as well. Big shout out to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, employee owned and operated, the contractor's choice, and the homeowner's friend. For all your building materials, go see Skip and the gang at Alpine Lumber. Also like to thank Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. The lowest prices and best selection in northwestern Colorado on beer, wine, and booze. And of course, Travis and the gang over at Mountain View Car Wash, Steamboat's only full-service car wash with the home of the Unlimited Wash Club. This is no time to be riding dirty. Stay clean, my friends, because membership, it has its privileges. Yes. And as I said, we've got a power-packed show here. We will check in with Tony and Drew a little bit later as we do a couple of segments on sports. But mostly this week, we're focusing on Winter Carnival. And of course, with COVID-19, it's been a very, very strange past, 11, 12 months? And unfortunately, things have not improved a whole lot, and we're going to have limited Winter Carnival activities this year. So we're going to make the best of it, and we're going to have some fun, and we're going to interview some, Steamboat celebrities anyway, including Loris Werner. We've got Bob Dapper, Jeff Temple, who's, of course, son of Jim Temple, who's one of the developers of the ski area, the patriarch of the first family of pyrotechnics, Mr. Tim Borden. We've got Blair Seymour and Bobby and Shane Yeager, as well as Doug Wheeler, our ranching families who pull those kids up and down Lincoln Avenue, to just name a few. So super, super excited about this. We're going to get some stories. We're going to have some fun. So let's get to it. Brian Harvey with long, long time local Mr. Bob Dapper. In your 50 plus years of living here in Steamboat Springs, you have seen a lot of winter carnivals. What are some of your fond memories of Steamboat Springs Winter Carnival, Bob?
Well, first off, Brian, I've got to say that to be doing this interview and to discuss such sacred ground is really an honor and a privilege. And I hope I can tell a couple of stories that might make it worthwhile. But I've got to say, many things come to mind when I think of Winter Carnival. First off, it'll probably snow, even though we're not going to have it. And it'll probably be cold. And there'll be a lot of people thinking about it, too. But two things that jump to mind always is the chariot racing. You know, in one of the Steamboat promo movies, they did a good job of showing a small part of the snow kicking up behind the horse's hoofs and the wheels of the chariot. And it was held at the rodeo grounds, and it was just absolutely spectacular and just something you can't forget. And one of the other things that I always enjoyed is, and I don't know if they still do it, but Loris Werner Bug would tell us, under the guidance of Tyler Gooding, to get all the American flag and all the different big flags and go over and meet at the 90-meter jump. And then there'd be about four of us at the top of the jump and right before the kickoff and the outrun. And we tested going down that 90-meter jump with the flags all unfurled, full-size legal flag. We all, four of us, immediately spun in circles at 70 miles an hour. And we kind of went, I think we got to figure out an easier way to die than this. So we decided that, and Tyler would have the American flag and we'd have, you know, the other flag. We decided that we'd furl them up a little bit around the staff. And then as we were approaching mock speed, we'd start unfurling the flag so we wouldn't spin in a circle. Then we come to a stop at the bottom and look like we actually knew what we were doing. So I always got a kick out of that. And but also in terms of memories, you know, it's the horse events on the street, you know, or I think if you were to ask anybody, the band and the horse events, you know, what really brought out the great historical perspective of our great community and its Western culture and what we're truly all about, that and skiing and, of course, agriculture and mining. But the memories just go on and on. The old man's Roman candle dance, once again, Tyler Gooding, whose father was instrumental in a number of things in this community, headed up that. I think it could have had many different names besides the old man's Roman candle dance, because we were all pretty well shellacked during that whole event. And back then we had live flares. And about halfway down, sometimes we'd start pointing them at each other and at anybody else who wanted a piece of it. So it was, and we get to the bottom and we're supposed to stick them in the snow. And we just stand there with them pointing right at the lodge. But I guess if there's one real, real strong, fond memory, it's just the sense of community, the sense of who we were, who we are, who we hope to be, I hope. And just the legacy of the greatest town in the world. And to have been even the smallest part of it as a spectator or participant or anything is just far beyond anything I could have ever hoped to have done.
Yeah, it's awesome. You put a big smile on my face. And, you know, I said this to Jeff Temple, that, you know, it surprised OSHA and social services allows us to let small children carry road flares, ski down a steep incline. And then what you guys would do with those plastic sleds that were loaded with enough ammunition to liberate a small third world country. Yeah.
Well, you know, quite honestly, I left before the sleds came in. I mean, the sleds were in order to get the weapons out of our hands and put them into the sleds. By then, I think I might have done one or two with the sled, but it wasn't the same. And I think Tyler's kids, Marsh, and his brother are trying to bring back the real deal in the hand. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'll do it again. Heck, you know, I'm still in my 70s. Why not?
And you could still make a pretty nice turn. So I'm sure you can do it with Roman candles in your hands if needed, no matter what the small print says on the side of the labels of the fireworks, correct?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I ski every day.
Yeah, speaking with Bugs, Loris Werner, I know you two, Ski Patrol doesn't even bother trying to catch you two.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but we are at the window every morning at 7 o'clock waiting for that gondola car. So we're still at it.
And you make a beautiful turn. There's many, many younger kids that are a fraction of your ages and can't buy a turn the way you two are ripping down the hill. It's fun to watch. I've ridden up the gondola and watched both you guys come down the heavenly days mocking it out. And, yeah, it's fun to watch.
Wow, that's really nice. You're making me feel good.
Well, if we can't have, you know, the real winter carnival, we might as well blow each other's egos up a little bit, but it's well deserved. And Bob, you've been around here. You're a transplant like myself. And I know we've had this conversation. You know, I've been here for 30 some odd years. You've been here for 50 some odd years. And I still don't completely feel like a local when you talk to guys like Jeff Temple or Loris Werner or the like.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not a local. You know, I've just been here a while. But I would never give myself that title, ever. But I'm flattered and honored to be around some real locals. And that's part of what makes it special.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Bob, so nice of you to join us for this quick interview. It's greatly appreciated. Any final thoughts on Winter Carnival, on life and retirement, and anything else you want to expound on?
Well, let's get the rodeo going this summer.
Oh yes, please. We need to bring it all back, and it's going to be fun when it all comes back. So hopefully we can get that going sooner than later. Bob, we appreciate from the rodeo to your time at Christie Sports, Alpine Mountain Ranch, like everything that you've done in this town, man. We appreciate all you do, and it does not go unnoticed, my friend.
Well, you're awesome for saying that, and a lot of great people in this town that help everybody to get it done. So thank you, Brian, very much. You're a tribute. Thank you.
All right, brother, you have a happy and safe winter carnival, and we will see you very shortly, and hopefully we will be able to have a unsocially distanced barley pop in a few.
I love it. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Bob Dapper on Harvey's Huddle Winter Carnival. It's not a tribute, but you know, Winter Carnival's limited this year. No street events. A lot of the signature events are being canceled. We will be having fireworks, and we'll tell you more about that. And, of course, any way we can bring those memories back alive, because you know next year, 2022, we are going to have the biggest winter carnival ever. We've got some more great guests coming just up around the corner, so don't you go anywhere. It's Harvey's Huddle on KTYV. A big shout-out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and, of course, Mountain View Car Wash. You are tuned to KTYV, Sports on FM at 105.7, and on the World Wide Web at SteamboatRadio.com.
Boxers or briefs, you're gonna need a cup. Sports on FM. KTYV, Steamboat Springs.